There was one that I did write fairly quickly after those first couple guys were killed. It just sort of flowed. It just sort of hit me as this was occurring. And that one's pretty much left untouched since it occurred. Let me do that one.
Yeah, do that one.
This is called First Report. Another interesting thing for me is having grown up with a lot of form poetry, it's been difficult for me to break away from that because contemporary poetry very rarely likes form and rhyme and everything. It's much more the free verse. So this is part of what I'm learning is how can I make what I'm saying here now appeal to other people? Because, and this is what's one of the really neat things about poetry, is we've been saying the same thing across all countries, across all time with poetry, right? So you take any eternal truth that you want, and you can find it in Chinese poetry, you can find it in anything, South American, it's all out there. So I think part of the job of the poet is to express these common things in terms their contemporaries can understand and relate to. That's all it is. So again, that's my answer. All right, that's what poetry is. So this is called First Report. Dust so thick you can't see the horizon, sun's faint glow incapable of piercing the dirt blanket, and the harshest of winds only ruffles its edges. Looking back on it now, it was so clearly a sign. An anomalous start to a new groundhog day should have warned us today would be different. What mundane, now meaningless task was I so busy with when I first heard? What was so important to me then? I've forgotten now. The first report is always wrong, we've been told over and over and over. But the first report is what changes things. The gut-twisting pain you carry with you. The helplessness that holds your hands bound. The sadness, the reality, the finality. For the first report follows the final account.